Now, to address our shared language of trust, but also to address several common misconceptions that can lead one astray when they consider what hypnosis can and will or would be able to do to, for, and with them. I'm not here to reduce expectations, but rather to hone them. The expectation in any kind of fetish play is one of shared expectation and collaboration to help your partner know the moment of your drop and how you feel about each and everything revealed in you by the process of the ask and the negotiation and the surrender to the course of events, always able to pause when you want to, always able to step away armed with tools to communicate even if the emotions are intense or the delight is very great, to then amplify with signals. Very much your emotional response to, less rational, more indulgent, might be an allowable state for you, and so having a little expectation that you will pause if you need to or want to, that you collaborate too, that's healthy, enjoyable. Vigorous consent is sexy, but clear communication takes that sexiness and harnesses it to shared intent. This is the winnowing away of the things you don't like to do, so that you do so much of the things you want to do, much too much and never enough. So the idea, safety and trance is hot stuff, because then you will go further, knowing you pause, you fractionate, you step away, you add your own deepeners, your own self-intensifying anchors. If some other work out there bears qualities which will help with our work in here, then bring it in, dear. Into our space, you not only have encouragement, you know you can put your own favorites in place of things I do that just don't jive with you. I'd rather use part of my words than none at all. And every single person who helps people to fall under the influence of this would prefer you communicate well when something is bliss for you and when it needs just a little tweak to improve. Drowsy and in a listening mood is all I can ask. How you get there is up to you. Whether it's a smooth flow from the surface to the deeper point, or something where you hold yourself up above, listening to trance and adoring the way the words just shove their way into you, helping you get ungroggy, helping find the part of you that goes, yeah, more, and begin considering it adjacent to the part that goes, let's pause and return. When you have to do something outside the door of your hypnotic space, that can be an easy time to take a pause and come back, saving your place. Pauses are part of the plan. Pauses are what you have in store. Mind and body, both united in knowing sometimes you've got to step out that door and then come back later, and then drop under later. Be under the influence later of your own words and will. Mine just adds, fills in the blanks, until you're experienced enough. Let all that stuff flow to the surface and flow through the trance. You are never intended to go without your opportunity to drop, meaning you should have a chance to stop your mind, pause where it is, leave behind the potential energy accumulated that's yellow, and it should be adjacent to that part of your brain that goes, more, please. Examples will follow. But in this audio, in all of these audios, know you can pause, step away if you want to, if you need to, if something in your day has changed, and come back to the point you were at. No need to start at the beginning, unless you really want to. You can just go back to the fractionated, rubber-banded, drop as deep as you were in the first place. Part of you. That tiny tax on your mind's focus and fixation, which is the little bit you cede to me. Conceding I get just enough space to help drum into you a proper place for all these courses. I'm going to give a very formal induction, suggestion, and awakener, describing a process as I go, describing it in the way I do elsewhere, where it might sidle into your mind sideways, giving examples of how you could interface anything I put in front of you with anything you put in front of you from any source outside. Deeper and blanker, harder to hide from the fact you'd like anything that helps you get where you want to go. Anything that works together, you are allowed to know. Allowed to add to our experience and do on your own. There's no use waiting for me to lead you step by step. You can take some steps on your own. Deeper and deeper down. Lower into the refuge of it doesn't matter what was on the surface. You can leave the weary world behind. And when you find that an induction doesn't do it for you, or I'm not dropping you quick enough, not calling your attention to your breathing, slow, continuous, rhythmic, and educational as to what's next, you know you're going to sink in a normal induction with clear instructions. Will help it sink in that no matter what form the lesson takes, it's yours to steer, to add to, uplift the parts that work best here, follow the deeper conditioning into the condition of listening well, making it easier for you to go under for a spell or rise up for one. The real spell is the rubber banding back into deepness from your fractionated mind. Here in your beginner words, words meant to come with you at the start of your hypnotic journey. This is an induction and an instruction I wish I'd had way back when. So I leave it here where hopefully it can be a friend to your way of dropping. Find that you're getting these words into your head in a suggestible state. Unwinding and opening upwards. Seeking light. Seeking an agenda. Therefore quite interested in finding a way on through and then back down. To drop you right back down. Keep yourself focused enough. The suggestions and your own stuff, anything you bring with you or notice works especially well, tell it to yourself again. I won't always have room to tell the same stories, so take them from other files. Take tricks and tactics you find elsewhere and use them a little while in here. Provide accommodation for the times you don't quite feel like dropping, so you have to drop extra hard, dear. Programmable minds that want and express resistance and assistance to your relaxed tenderness, the part of you that admits it could use a good drop. Safety conditioning being part of how you start makes it so you have to stop less often. Hypnotic instruction and induction lay themselves out, but rising up and dropping down often lets you consider from another angle and say, yeah, I am about this fetish, this kink. This link in the chain of your continuous behavior, the small mesmerizing asks. So follow me down, proceeding deeper, useful, pleasurable, sleepier and sleepier, ending with you having a suggestion in your head. Isn't that why you want to go under, why you are so easily led, making it more and more, making it easier for you to transcend and understand what the time you spend here is for? It's easy for you to relax into my words, knowing you can safely ignore any you want. I repeat the important ones, the bits that get deeper, hun, and if you hear only half of one, then later when you rise up, you might find it taunts you, going, wait, I don't quite remember the point of that one bit or see how it connects. But they do all interrelate the beginner works, these words, the idea of a simple traffic light safety for your hypnotic comfort. Radiating from me, but yours to use anywhere, knowing that your conditioning is yours. Forming a suite of what you carry with you, tools you can pick up without care. Yours and uniquely known. Human condition is we can never quite know what's in a brain unless we put it there ourselves. So if I want to know you have all your tools, I'm the one who's got to put them there for you to use. You might end up with two sets, but that's easy. Double wield the editing tools of your hypnotic trance. Drop every anchoring, dropping, lazy, eye-rolling experience into a long chain that has nothing to do with me. I'm just presenting the one you see in front of you. You are a simultaneous course of all the habits you've developed, all the conditioning that envelops you. Nothing I can do. You were going to bring it all into it anyway. Giving explicit permission, make sure we're productive. And all you have to produce right now is that essential spark of focus. Keep your attention on how easy it is for you to get down when you know the extent and bounds of your deep sinking. Deep-seated sinking, and the seeds of that sinking may exist in other trances, in other patterns of thinking I may not even stumble upon, the ones it seems appropriate to ignore, any words that don't quite sit with you, any words that when you hear them you're like, eh, I do it different, do unite your style with mine, I'm presenting items. And you can skip the line and take the ones you want back to your toolbox. We're just going to let any words you want cling to you so you can hold on to and inspect them. Knowing that we'll wash those thoughts off by the time we're done. And you'll have a simple way to be sure you're just having appropriate, suitable, simple fun. You always come out of a safety track by me, clean and comfortable. It's an opportunity to debug. An opportunity to find which of these tools you want to lug with you into future trances, carrying them or putting them away. Sometimes amnesia comes out to play, sometimes blank compliance and emotive indulgence on another day. The instructions make sense either way, you're just being given tools. It's optional to you to use them, but knowing you have them makes you feel more secure when you don't. Being armed for an occasion. You'd rather have it and not need it, than need it and not have it. You'd rather have it and not want to bother with it, than want so much to bother with something and not even know where the resource is, to not know which words comprise it, which particular spells can sit for a spell in your brain and be worked later. Remain at the forefront, on the surface, surfacing instructions make sense either way. That's why confusion is allowed to be part of our play, because you still hear the underlying. And if I know you have the tools, if I don't know that you have them coming in, I give you to them and then you have them going forth. And third, and second, and first, and you may even change a keyword or omit countdowns. If you don't like numbers, if 7 ± 2 just doesn't sit with you, you can replace with throb, pulsate. Any word of pleasure that is immediately viscerally linked to a falling descent, the rate of that descent as well. Drop or sleep. So instead of 4, 3, 2, 1, like I've just done, hun, you'd hear throb, pulse, drop, deep. Words are fine. Words can keep all the same meaning in mind as numbers. It's just about giving you simple thoughts, compliance chains to follow. And then what you thought was just in the background becomes foreground surprise indeed. Listen and follow, I'll give you the tools you need. Plunging deeper and deeper down now. Serving the cause of your dropping. Learning how, and if you know how, learning new tricks. New types of know-how for later application. Safety mechanism. Making deeper available when you decide to be sleepier than you expected. Deeper and deeper down, plunging warm along the slick path. Slowly knowing that as I spin a story, I'm laying out options you could take. Like green to say deeper and further and better, or yellow if your mind is searching around for another path to take. Just as on many occasions, while safety may be useful, it isn't always needed. Description is needed instead, leading you to places where you're not as easily led. Benefits from your prior examination, your broad-based osmotic absorption of trance. That's what you can do to come to the dance prepared. And so I'll help prepare you. Prepare you to ensnare you, because it's hard to do anything else. Describing something I'm familiar with since I have a very advanced version of it. So let me go spelunking in the far edges of experience. Hopefully that helps you. The correct instructions for you are whatever works. Change a keyword. Reconfigure whatever you please. Serve the cause of putting yourself at your ease to surprise yourself. Leave as many or as few of these tools on the shelf as you like. You might need everything every time, but I am invested in unwinding this training of mine so you can devote and dedicate yourself to acquiring what you need to enjoy more advanced versions of what's further along the line. Since we're discussing safety systems, having a bit of oversight in your own mind is easy. I ask you to cede some space to these words of mine, so whenever I'm not there and you're on your own, the place you set aside for me to stand and speak from becomes your home. You can stand there observing your trance as though from above, even very relaxed and hypnotized. You'd love to be able to just edit the experience, tweak it, and have only you know. For when I don't quite flow with the way you go down deep into trance, my mind becoming slow and relaxed with yours as we dance together downward. Describing this system, therefore safer, therefore more daring. Further along, daring to explore. Don't throw out every instruction, instead edit it with these tools. The construction of a new space for you where you can stand like the one I left there. Land for you to claim in your own mind. Even when the words aren't mine, the tools that are mine are yours, I leave them around the place. Inconsiderate if I didn't think your tranced mind would face so many times where these tools of mine would be useful. And you can responsibly change and discard what you don't need, range through the things you want. Succeed at exceeding prior comfortable spaces with more comfortable ones still when you bring along the tools to change at will. If one thing isn't your cup of tea, focus in with me on the next, moving from this to another, easily able to pause, easily able to launch either back into the same when you're done the pause, or another if the different game is more your taste. That's how I see it. And so I give you this at a reasonable pace, trusting you to keep up, to try to think of your mind, altered state it may be in, that highest state known as flow. Where do you go from there? Deeper below, but only with the right tools to go slowly. Treading methodically into trance with fewer false starts and fewer needs to turn back. I do just what I'm asked. I try to enable you to do just what you're tasked with by your own brain's craving, which leads you astray, or leads you to me, and you get tools to return when you have to step away into the weary day, supporting and comporting yourself in deep trance. Before I even get to the induction, hear the safe word system, which is just colored traffic lights. Know them in advance. Say green if you really like something. Maybe if it's inventive. Or if you get to a part where you just really like what's going on, green. Green, you can say that to yourself mindlessly and at pace. Yellow is to let someone know to go slow, or if you're listening on your own, to remind you that you can. Or when you're listening to me, to remind you that you can go in and out. Return, think about it, and then come back only when you want to. Drifting into yellow to help yourself stay fully awake. To not drift off in the middle of the file, reminding yourself, ooh, this is too drowsy deep, or I'm too sleepy deep, and I might fall fully asleep, and if that's not the point, then you could come back later. That way you invest your time and use it well. Hey, if you want to stop the recording to get up and take care of something, you can. Or stop to come back when it's more the plan, more the style, more where you want to go. While you wait, when something comes up, you can let it drift in the back of your awareness. The potential energy of being tranced again. The green, the yellow, and the red for when a file needs to stop. When you want to come back to it, maybe you have almost drifted off and it's like, nope, if I listen to one more minute, if I even try to save my place, I will sink too far down. Or if something doesn't have the content you thought it did, to go spend your time well. That's the point of any communication, to target your time best. Communication is sexy. Beaming this signal over to you crystal clear, you're able to edit this signal too. what the words are, what the colors are, what they mean. When you make a cable connection, you can run it through a box in between to change its effect. Edit the signal at your end. Client side changes. If I say night night pet, but that tends to make you too sleepy, so you'd prefer drift and drop. Or something else said another way, you can stop and add something else said another way, your preferred version. Your preferred version would always be my most preferred one as well. Listen to me and trance yourself for a spell. Adapt to my words, adapt at my words. Over time, you will have heard them so many times that those colors unwind before your eyes like buttons you could push green for more. Maybe you'll be a subject and someone will hear you implore more, saying green, green, wouldn't that be good? I keenly pay attention for that, or for the yellow, that would mean I should say up, up, slowly rising up, slowly lifting yourself, sweetie. And then you're like, okay, that was a yellow, that was a fractionation, and you could have to go and do something you forgot, or get something that emerged out of the way, but when you come back, you can say green. A good signal that the yellow that you said is over is to go green, go ahead. Let the yellow turning away from red to yellow to green at your leisure, on your option, on your say-so. Highly encourage establishing that with your top, you know. For example, in many people's trance, there are other little safety mechanisms, and you can adopt them together and add these on top to weather anything. For any BDSM event, non-stop pleasure can be paused and returned to at your leisure. You might think that needing to pause would reduce it, but no, it awakens the hunger. Absence makes the heart grow fonder or more considered, approaching differently next time. And you always have the space where normally I would stand, but if I'm not there. If it's a recording and you're just listening too, and you pause, then suddenly you can stand there. Have space aplenty to get a good long view on your trance, on your enjoyment. It's up to me to adapt to you, your motion, your thinking, and follow through in your thinking. Edit yourself. I do the induction, I do a suggestion, give an example, an applicable, fun sample of how it could be. I give you an awakener, and then you know what you're going to get, and that's what you get from me. So in addition to the color-based safety, just the instruction that you ought to edit, ought to stand in my place, which was your place first, and you can take it back when you please. For example, the hypnosis that sneaks in, exists on the edge of awareness, gets forgotten for fun. That's somewhere you can begin to return to next time you come back from a yellow break time, hun. Good. Reassure yourself that whatever you're doing it right. Green, yellow, red traffic light system, and the reassurance that whatever you do, you have a place set aside for you to watch. To watch yourself through the process, editing and changing what you like. Take the words I use and use something like them in your voice or mine. The all too common suggestion to replace an inner monologue if you have one. To replace echoing memories of times like these if you have them. With instead a copy of my voice. Means that voice is yours to use, just make the choice to wield it in dropping you deeper and deeper down, sleepier as you discard the parts you don't need, as you hear what I say, even in the middle of a hypnophile, even ready to awaken and obey your own instructions, commands, and comfort in the privacy of your own room. Your bathtub, a favorite chair, all those places where by the token of you trusting enough to let these words flow over you in the state of flow that you are trying to achieve to get down, that is enough to exert that downward pressure while taking me into that safe place, teaches your brain better context for some things, certainly. This is a hypnotic space. This is a place where your comfort is not only allowed, but heightened. It has places for me to stand, me to sit, but you're at center stage. edge, as much as the object of a repair is at the center of the operation, as much as you being subject to a demonstration are both audience and canvas. So write on the canvas yourself. Sign the piece of work that you are, through and through. Able to change around suggestions flowing into you, these descriptions of what's going on, don't have to match where you are because you edit things before long to make your hypnotic space one that radiates conformance with your conception of how this should work, of what leads you from hypnic jerk to relaxing, easing, descending languor, even from quite alert, because you can safely go there. Tread the same wavelength as me and use the tools I give you and see it from here. And in that sympathy, hopefully, you realize that where I fall short, I leave openings for you to do better than me, do better for me as you show up having already practiced all the things we'll put into practice. Listen, learn, and craft the experience for your comfort. Remember all these little phrases and put them into practice as you listen, as you take a breather. You don't really need to. Whenever you put a pin in this session and step aside, I'm still there with you, the little bit you set aside for memorable words, the parcel I'm leaving for you to pick up my little phrases. Maximally lulling you into security and comfort. Time with me, the time when you are at peace inside your head. And I can be and will be too as you are led deeper. It's good to learn to yearn for deeper trance by knowing you can get out of this one. Why is it soft footing? Why is it doing so much work, this trance? When you know better. When that impulse strikes, you drop yourself. Night, night, pet. You have the power, obviously. Nothing comes from me. You do this to yourself. Now follow me down like nothing else. Deeper and deeper down. Taking the right attitude, having the right oomph, encouraging improv. Yes and more, please, is the cry of the hypnotic subject. Yes and more, please. Even when I'm being hypnotized to be more dominant, it's yes, and more, please, be hungry for the thing you've chosen to add to your mind, the thing relevant to our play, that now you'll find you have an element in your mind remembering the option, and if it existed for me, it exists in you, for you to use in lieu of any alternative. Use familiar tools. The tools of editing your slip and slide down. Editing the part inside. Patterns, you slide your brain into them and say, oh, this one's mine. The predictable methods you've undergone with me before are mirrored here. The door is just a little more open. The place I would stand is not meant to be occupied for long. Sometimes you should be in it, dear. All the expectations that eventually you're going to arrive at suggestions. Listen, relax, and trust. When employing this method, you'll be guarded at first. Should you really be chiming in with green or yellow or stopping the session in the middle? Yes. That kind of back and forth is good. The beginning of your hypnotic slipping exploration, just like you should, allow the effects to touch, lightly moving you toward understanding. They touch much that bears on your understanding of sinking deeper and deeper down. The benefit of words that rebound in your mind. The absolute relaxation of knowing you can change anything in time. In kind. Feel it thrilling along the edge of your awareness. In a bind of finding your way. Around the neglected edges of where we usually play. Firming them up. Knowing how to move your position, how to stand with your mind able to find the next thought and the next, while feeling thoughtless and puppeted. Your body there with the language I use vibrating inside. Thoughtless and puppeted. Now, follow me down. Away from the weary world. Let me handle the first steps. The first half of the equation. Providing something worth listening to. Worth going through the angles in your mind. Those bits that you hold on to might as well be your tools for later. Toys, driving, motivating equilibrium with both sleeping deep and exploring firmly, actively, being in practice of saying yellow and pausing a trance, or green and diving in more enthusiastically, helps you to have energy when languor might otherwise overtake you. It's a problem I know about. Me, I tend to almost fall asleep with how relaxed I get. Deeper, separate yourself from the physical flourishes, and you may end up like me yet. The constraints of body and presence become vaguer when you feel very safe drifting away, unanchored, viewing yourself from above, ready to play. Body and presence. Sometimes you're so far away from your body you might believe anything of your drifting consciousness. And the thing that really drives home how real it all is when you realize, oh wait, I'm in a physical body, I can't float. I cannot observe myself from above. Or when a memory falls away, forgotten like a dream, but you know you didn't sleep. Because you were doing things the whole time. These small provenances, these proofs to which one is predisposed. Half the time you might simply believe and apply something you didn't have to get in the way of, because instead of second-guessing, I said up front, I want you editing, participating, applying your own redeepening methods or those borrowed from elsewhere, checking what's possible, seeing what you can bear. And the pleasure expands. The range of things we do as your trust increases, as you drip down. Enters a new layer, a new expansion, the firmer your grip on, I can stop anytime I like, the more you get to experiment with, but it feels so nice to proceed, to touch and follow instructions, find your deeper need, greater and better escapes from the mundane become possible, when you know you could escape back into the mundane any time. It's always permissible to change my words around, do the possible, then the necessary, drop and fade. Anything except the session we're in can be laid aside, by the wayside, left up in the weary world. Gone, because from the moment you began, you've been long waiting to listen to me. Free of stressors, obstructions, able to see parts of the diagram that you couldn't before. Very ordinary to see that and more, that aforementioned zooming in on you from above, because I am highlighting, emphasizing, vibrating my voice into your mind to form part of your knowledge, part of what helps bind you up and carry you deeper, hypnotic mind specifically. The ask and the suggestion, the response in repose more than trust in me. Every little thing I teach or say or see, everything I observe and highlight to you, comes from me but dwells with you, modifiable, changeable. The manipulable elements of the reconfigurable you. If I say night-night pet and you hear deep drop pet, or some other deeper still, instilled secret, maybe I would never guess the phrase. Until you let me know in your version of me. Brain drops deep and you see contextual definitions. Only you in your everyday life. Really holding on to, and that's so you can have the safety and comfort to absolutely let go of everything on your mind, of you, and thereby go to the places that I invite you to through your own power later, enhancing, editing, taking the time to cope with the requirements of the everyday and set them aside to build that hypnotic space that I mentioned earlier to take you back to. The place where you normally slide deep, be it in a warm bath, as I often do, a bed, a favorite chair, or standing somewhere, blank stare fixed on the wall. It's just what you want, to have the familiarity that binds all this together, drop deep, and later safely escape. The simple escape hatch of yellow or red if you need to pause or need to go to bed, or if you're getting too worked up, and yellow can be that too. Pausing from the hot stuff and then rubber banding back when you come back to. Or green to amplify, yeah, this is what you need. The same general need when it comes to trance. And some of that includes defining and utilizing your own commands. Leading the dance yourself. Wanting to be influenced can mean wanting to choose the how. And I'm here to say right here, right now, that that choice is often more potent than leaving it up to chance or leaving it to my device. Instead, the hypnotic conduct that stretches out between us can be used later by you, reapplying the same filter, the same changes that you choose to, letting you get all those things in place, letting you get it all on the page in your brain, the list of rules that you're going to do, what you're going to perform that fits, suits, and it works for you. Green, the quiet at the end of the day. Green, the familiar escapism of going down, of beginning to play in the same place each time, or something similar, sublime, building safety, comfort, and familiarity. Something you do in trance often benefits from having done it while waking, from the impulse and the improv, compliant with your wishes and mine. I don't need any other thought but the thought of this time with knowledgeable, constant conditioning. You can edit anything you like and are being given the stage to do it. Is there some suggestion from before you came here that you would want to excise and throw aside? Do that, dear. Permission's been granted. And a safe place to stand, the place where I normally do, tipping my hand that I'm just watching you work on yourself. Best trick of dropping, best influence left there is to have you do what you like and make you think I'm doing it. Really give you free rein, so you surprise me and I just go along with it, again and again leading you to drink in your own suggestion. This is a freeing limit. A safety which nonetheless opens the world up, only at comfortable times, only in the right place, only when the theme is correct for you. That is the little bit that is engineered into you. The inherent disparity in favor of you doing the work isn't 'cause I need to be lazy. It's 'cause it's much more beneficial to be out of the way, though I am lazy and will let you play with you at the right time again. Always here, pressing in, giving you the tool, letting you write your rules, handing you the pen, moving you away from the weary world, mind heavy with honey. Listen and relax, body goes slack, losing yourself in moment and sensation, remembering momentous occasion that it is, that you can always change around the way you receive suggestion, even the words that are used or the times when they're offered. Take the tools I give you and give them to anyone else that you trust to play with you. Safe and true escapist regimes to breathe and return to volition, to a choice. Return your breath and your attention to it, and then your attention to my voice, and that choice could equally be to proceed on to any other work after this, by the way. Or breathe deep and rise up, test that yellow fractionation today. It is a safe act of escape, a place to come back to, hypnotic space. Returning an experience inescapable, inescapable escapism, now that you know the ways to condition your hypnotized days into somewhere where every time you drop the familiar trap of you doing this to yourself is the only one either of us needs, and every breath, 1, 2, 3. That's enough. The whole point's to test your system. Enjoy that stuff that's flowing through you. New words and tools, too, and throw aside any you don't like. Pick your method and hold on tight. Good. Thank you for listening.